This sugya also obviously related to some of these issues, but now we move into the realm of ones. So here the Gemara quotes when it comes to ones, so things are a little even more straightforward. The ma'anes has to pay the knas no matter what. He's mechuyav to marry her no matter what, and leyuchol shalchach hayamav. He's not allowed to divorce her no matter what. But just because he's not allowed to divorce, it doesn't mean she won't necessarily get divorced. What if she says she wants to get divorced? She's for sure entitled to ask for a divorce, and assuming that the halacha dictates that he should be divorced. So he's going to divorce her. So comes the Gemara from a Tesma Beis and says Ksubas Nes Machlikas Atanoim. Within this case, it's a very, very unlikely case because the Torah says he's not allowed to willingly divorce her. But every once in a while, it happens anyway that she starts the divorce proceedings. So comes the Gemara on the bottom of the Tesma Beis and has the following shaila. So the Gemara says, first the Gemara plays with the Brice a little bit, and finally the Gemara says, "Yeah, we'll start from Tanya Yidach." Okay. Seven lines from the bottom. Tani, chafmi she'amu ones noisim yad, kishi yotzihu ain la alav klum. When the ones is motzi her, but yet he doesn't have to pay her a ksuba. So says the Gemara, kishi yotzi mi motzi mafik la. He has no right to be motzi. It's against the pasuk chumash. Eimach kishi teitzah he ain la alav klum. No, what it means is that if she starts the divorce proceedings and the Beis Din agrees, so then he divorced her and she doesn't get a ksuba. Meis, what if he dies? So then she doesn't get a ksuba. Normally an amana gets a ksuba. Here she doesn't get a ksuba. Why? She got the knas already. The knas is lo and behold, the same amount is a ksuba. So she got a 200 zuz already. Can't give a double jeopardy. Rabbi Yosef says, no, she gets a ksuba like any other woman. It's not going to be 200 because by the time she got married to him, it was already no longer, not like yesterday we spoke about. That was but here by Ones, so she already got her 200 zuz b'toras to kenas. The other people does a chiddush that he has to also write a ksuba, a ksuba's ba'ula. So machlekes is tanoim whether an Ones ever gets a ksuba or not. So the Mike b'flagi, the Gemara says, what's the machlekes? Rabbanin savri time amai tekin rabbanin ksuba kadesh shall tei kol be'ain of loitzia palamotzi ma'afik lo. So the Rabbanan say, there's no reason in the world to give her a ksuba. Why are we ever giving a ksuba? Why does a girl ever get a ksuba? Why does a regular woman get a ksuba? Forget this cuckoo case. Why does a regular woman ever get a ksuba? It's a shalote kalabiyan matzia, to make it hard for him to be divorced. So if not for a ksuba, so he doesn't like, okay, into a fight, she burnt the dinner or something, well, she didn't make the dinner. So he gets to an argument, he screams, there any shalote divorces up. So we don't want that to happen. We want him to think 100 times and say, wait a second, it's going to cost me 200 zuz to divorce my wife, so maybe that'll hold him back till tomorrow. So that's the Chachamim made a takana of ksuba shalote kalabiyan matzia. So the Rabbanan say, very logically, that takana doesn't make any sense by Ones. Because by Ones, there's nothing to be afraid of. Why would he ever divorce her? He can't divorce her. The Torah says he can't divorce her. And if he goes and divorces her, we're going to force him to remarry her. So the whole rationale behind ksuba doesn't make any sense by Ones. So therefore, taka lo tiknu. There's no takana at all to have a ksuba for an anusa. And what does Rabbi Yosef Behuda hold? Yosef Yehuda is very smart. Psychologically, he says, you're right, he can't force her to get divorced. But what he could do is make life miserable enough for her that she'll come to Beis Din asking for a divorce. So to as an incentive that he shouldn't do that, he should know that he can't just stop, quote-unquote, divorce her, even though he can't literally divorce her, but he should know that if he's going to drive her crazy and she's going to end up filing for divorce, he's going to end up having to pay a ksuba. That's going to hold him back. That's going to make him behave a little bit more. So it's a very, very technical machlokes. The Rabbanan Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, should we institute a ksuba for an anusa or not? So the Rabbanan said the whole reason for ksuba doesn't apply. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, it applies a little bit here also. I can't divide them out. Nobody said, what's the underlying principle of the entire sugya? What does everybody agree to? What's the prerequisite of the entire sugya? What are the Gemara saying? Time amai takinu rabbonin ksuba. The what? The ksuba is only the rabbonin. Not only is the ksuba the rabbonin, we all know the reason. Shalotei kalabiyan rotziya. And we're having a technical machlekes. Does that reason apply or not? A psychological, a social worker, a marriage counselor machlekes about whether the reason for ksuba applies in the case of an oinus. But everybody agrees that ksuba is on the midrabban. That's the entire premise of the sugya. No, what's the problem? Rabbi Yosei, anyone here learn ksuba this year? Anyone learn the first part of ksuba? The machlokes what? There's a running machlokes tanoim amaroim erishayim. Is ksuba really truly deraisa, or is ksuba really truly midrabban? It's far from simple that ksuba is deraisa or midrabban. Why would anybody say Ksubas Deraisa? What would be the makor for Ksubas Deraisa? Who's got a makor for Ksubas Deraisa? What does it say? It says in the Ksubas. No, I want a makor Chumash. Let's take a backwards raya. I want a raya from Pasuk Chumash. Give me a Pasuk. Rab Shlomo Shlomo. Give me a Pasuk for Ksubas Deraisa. Where does it say? Does it say in the Chumash when you get married, right away for Ksubas? Don't say it anyway. Kesef Yishkol, Kibar HaBasulos. You see that the Torah speaks about the Mor HaBasulos. And by golly, how much is it? 50 shekel. By golly, that's the same as 200 zuz. Some even have a little cute little Shal Shinnis Torah. How does Shal Shinnis Torah go? Kimayr HaBasulos. Kimohar. Kama. How much? 200. Reish. The battery for 200. Nice, right? Okay. Kesef Yishkol, come on. Cute. Kesef Yishkol, Kimayr HaBasulos. So come here to Tanoim and say that if the Torah speaks about Kibar HaBasulos, Zeppelin from the other, such a thing, we see from the other such a thing called Mar HaBasulos, which means that Ksuba is the Araisa. And the other half of the Tanoim say, with Zeppelin from here, nothing. We see absolutely nothing from here. Why? Why? Who can tell me why? Why don't we see anything from here? How the Torah says Kibar HaBasulos? So you see how the Torah recognizes the existence of Mar HaBasulos? No, who's going to be Miraya? Who's going to be Dechariah? What?
Ramban
from yesterday. What did Ramban tell us yesterday about the Chiyuv to pay you what? To pay for your wife's the child support, that sometimes the Torah formulates a halacha in response to a social norm, even though that social norm is not binding in halacha. There's no chiyuv to give a ksuba here, after the Torah say. The Torah is just saying, if you're mefater, honest, this girl, so you blew it for her. She used to be a besula. She could have gotten normally 200 zuz al ksuba, not because the Torah was mechayiv you to give it to her, but that's what was, that was going right. And now you blew her prospects. She can no longer get that. You bum. Kesef Yishkol Kibar HaBasulos. That's a whole different way of reading the pasuk. So we don't know whether Ksuba is Deraisa or not. We're not going to be Machariah yet, whether Ksuba is Deraisa or Derabanan. But we do have a Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes, in the days of the Seven Ksubas, that is interpreting the whole Machlekes of Yosef Yehuda and Derabanan, assuming that Ksuba is out of it Derabanan. So that's a little bit startling. What if you have Ksuba is Deraisa? So this whole sugya doesn't make any sense. So who's the first one to pick up on this? So Tosis. Tosis and our sugya already was sensitive to this. So Tosis writes, Taima mai tekid rabbani ksuba shlote kol b'yad v'otziya. Afagav de besuli yesh te ksuba minak toira. Tosis happened to be of the opinion that ksuba besuli is deraisa. So Tosis zayis be'ulahi. Says Tosis, nah, this girl, this anusa, her ksuba zicha b'diramanan. Nobody, even those Tanoim, even those Amram, even those Yishan, even us, says Tosis, that we pask in the Ksubas Besulas Deraisa, that means Ksubas Besulas Deraisa. Nobody in their right mind would ever say that Ksubas Almanas Deraisa, Ksubas Grushas Deraisa, Ksubas Beulas Deraisa. The whole marker for Ksuba being Deraisa is, well, Kesef Yishkol. Thank you, Kibar HaBasulos. That means if you marry a Besula, then there's Ksuba Deraisa. If you marry a Beula, even though she's your Beula, that's Zichanach going to be Deraisa. That's never going to be Deraisa. So Tosis breathed a sigh of relief. Places is willing to, you know, swallow this Gemara, even though this Gemara is tippling about sounding like Ksubas Derabanan. Says Tosfos, this Gemara is not taking a stand on the general Shas question whether Ksubas Deraisa Derabanan. The Gemara is just commenting this particular Ksuba is Zichet Derabanan B'chol HaDeis, because this Ksubas Pula. So, Dacha, what is the din? What is the real din? Do we interpret that Gemara Kepshuta that all Ksubas are Derabanan, even Ksubas Besula? It was only instituted at a later date, Shlote Kol B'Yed of Lotzia. Is that, should that be the MS? Or should we take Tosfos's approach? And no, all Ksubas, 99% of the marriages, Ksubas Besulas are Taka Deraisa. Those few cases, Ksubas Besulas are going to be Derabanan. What is the MS? If Magamari, you can't tell one way or the other. So where do you have to go? You have to learn all of us as Ksubas. So you have to start at the beginning and at the end. There's only two Gemaras that talk about the whole topic, in the whole Masechta. No? What are the two Gemaras? What are the two pivotal Gemaras about whether Ksubas Deraisa or Derabanan? The two pivotal Gemaras. What? Oh, so one of them we'll start for the end, okay? We'll start for the last Gemara, towards the very end of Masechet Ksubas. But the Mishnah quotes Machlekes HaTanoim about a guy who gets married in Kaputkia. Have an idea what Kaputkia is? An idea? Where's Asher Becher? We need him in Google. What's Kaputkia? I don't know what Kaputkia is. Someone near Eretz Yisrael. One thing I can tell you about Kaputkia, they've had a really, really strong economy. Gotta get that, okay? One of the coins, really, really a stack of coins. So give me a good place. What's a good place with strong coins? You know, good strong economy in the world. Okay, somewhere else. Yeah. Nowhere else? Japan. Okay. Japan's probably pretty good, right?
So a guy gets married in Japan, and Nebuch, the marriage doesn't work. He's divorcing his wife in Eretz Israel. So we're trying to figure out, he's going to pay 200 zuz. We know what the number is going to be, but apparently there's going to be a difference. Whether you're going to pay Kaputkian money, or you're going to pay Eretz Israel Dikar money. And I don't know enough about ancient economy. I know absolutely nothing about regular economy. We have some real experts here about money who can share some of their insights to us. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, Ashi. Lemaisa, the Mishnah presents him a chizukin. A guy gets married in Kaputkia and divorced his wife in Eretz Yisrael. Does he pay the higher rate, the higher coins, the stronger currency of Kaputkia now? What's the issue? So the Gemara explains that the issue is very simple, very partial, straightforward issue. If you hold that ksubas diraisa, so then we're going to make you pay according to what you were mishabing yourself to. So with the shashibud, you got married in Kaputkia, you got to pay the Kaputkian coins. If you hold ksubas only dirabanan, we're going to make kulas for you. The kula ksubas shonokan. So we're going to be very, very lenient on you, and even let you get away with the cheaper coins and the weaker currency of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the whole machlokes. That's the sug of the end, the very, very end. Anyone in Daf Yomi recently? Right? 2 days ago, 5 days ago, wasn't it? Last week's Daf Yomi, you know, wasn't that thing that just finished ksubas? Okay, so this is before all the big fruits, sugis, before all the exciting gemaras at the end of Eretz Yisrael. So there was a machlokes that was also exciting. There was a machlokes at Tanoim about Hanosa Isha. What Daf was it on? Kufyud Amabez. Yeah. Nos ish b'kaputkiya v'gish b'Eretz Yisrael. Nos lemi mos Eretz Yisrael. Rishim b'gabdil lomi nos lemi mos kaputkiya. Finish. That's machlokes that tonight. So the Gemara explains the machlokes was that Tanakama held that ksubas only be the Rabbanan. Therefore, you give the cheaper currency, and according to Rishim b'Gamliel, give the stronger currency. So how should you pass kiddah halacha? It's machlokes Tanakama and Rishim b'Gamliel. What's the good? Everybody knows? Right? Whenever Rav Shimon Gamliel has anything to say in the Mishnayos, you always follow what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. So that sounds like it's an open and shut case. The only problem is, that klal is only as true, assuming that the Amoraim didn't tell us fakir. But if we have other reasons to believe that other Amoraim or the later Amoraim were machmir otherwise, so then all the rules of the Tanaim break down. So there is a sugya all the way back at the beginning, 100 plot earlier, I'm sure 100 plot in between, and nobody has anything to say about the topic. But in Daf Yud, the Gemara has another discussion about whether ksubas deraisa or whether ksubas derabanan. So, what does the Gemara say in Daf Yud? What's the famous statement of the Gemara? I think we spent a little bit of time in this also. The Chazara. So, the Gemara tells us what's the din in the following case. What if you're having a fight between the husband and the wife in Beis Din right after the marriage? I'm sure the beginning of Shei Brachos, they're having a fight whether she's actually entitled to the ksuba or not. Why do we think she's not entitled to the ksuba? He claims what? He was cheated. He said he was misled. Let's all see. And she says what? And she says it's not true. The guy's a liar. So it's now her word against his word. So what should the din be? Let's chaz a little bit from back from a few weeks ago. What should the din have been? If you were sitting on a din tera, 3 dayonim, 3 dayonim for shloisha, okay, getting ready for next year. 3 dayonim sitting on this din tera. A couple walks into the base, the first day shere brachas. He's screaming at the top of his lungs that I'm getting rid of you. I'm not paying your ksuba. You lied to me. And she's saying, it's not true, your mom's a shakran. I want my ksuba. You say, I'm not giving the ksuba, she says she wants a ksuba. Who should witness the entire? What should the starting point be? No? Who remembers? Hamotzim of the Varayas, not even a shayla, right? Avada and avada, he should win the entire. Let her prove how she can approve. There's no way for her to prove it. So it's his word against us, the Hamotzim of the Varayas. That's what the din should have been. So comes the Gemara immediately at Daf Yud, and the Sukhs, and tells us that is not the case. That the starting point of the Din Torah is that she actually wins the Din Torah. Why does she win the Din Torah? Who remembers why? Machlokes Rishonim, Rabban, Iran, right? We spoke about this earlier on in the year. Why is the starting point that she wins the Din Torah? For one of two reasons. Either because she has a raya, she's got a gewaltig raya. What's an unbelievable raya? She's got an amazing raya. She's got a rave. Rove Nashi Basilus Nisais. It's a gewaltig rave. That's a raya. That's a terrible raya because everybody knows, ain't hochen what? You can't use Rov through Beitzi Mamun. So it doesn't sound such a convincing raya. Oh, but she's got more than just a Rov. What has she got in her hands? She's got a Chazaka, because when she was born, she was a Besula. When she was one, she was a Besula. When she was two, she was a Besula. She was she's been a Besula until some point. Something happened now, and we're not sure when this changed. We're not really sure what's going on. So she has a cheskas basula. So she has a robe and she's got a chazaka. And you're put together, you're wrapped together, robe and a chazaka. So half the Rishonim say you can be mighty mom with that. Who remembers? Which great Rishon said you can be mighty mom with the robe and a chazaka? Who remembers? Balamor, beginning the second parak, right? Remember Balamor with the Ramban and the Machlekes, right? Earlier, I'll bring back hopefully very pleasant memories, okay? The guys who are new guys, just stay with us, and I can't hold back. That's what I'm sorry. I don't want to go spend too much time with you. We spoke about in the past, but just the memories are too pleasant to just pass on like that. So everybody say, half the Rishonim say that she wins the Din Torah because she has a Rav and a Chazaka. Another Rishonim say, no, that's not the reason why. You know why she wins the Din Torah? Who knows why? Why does she win the Din Torah? Because otherwise, what kind of Takanas Chacham is this? This is going to be the most ridiculous Takanas Chacham. We're going to make a Takanas Chacham, you have to give a ksuba, but built into the Takana is that he's going to walk to Beis Din and say, it's not true. I'm not going to have to give the ksubas. That's a lousy Takana. So licked in the Takana, it must be that Chazal made this as an exception to the rule. Ran, Rabban, right? Okay, we spoke about this Berichas. So there's no question that the starting point is, even though it should have been a classic what's called a Varaya, it's not, for one of two reasons. But then the Gemara makes an about face in Yudam and Alf and says, Afal Pichain, it's still true that he was Din Torah. Notwithstanding her robe, and notwithstanding her chazaka, notwithstanding her tachana, he still wins the Din Torah. Why is that? Why is he winning the Din Torah? Because he has something unbelievable on his side. What does he have on his side? Something. He has a gewaltige chazaka, Eidolam Terech Besudim Afsida. It's inconceivable that he is lying. Because if he's lying, what that basically means is, he's trying to get away of getting rid of her. That's his goal. He's lying. He made this whole story to get rid of her. We say to him, you fool. Why'd you pay for a whole chasana the night before? You just wasted $100,000 on a chasana, and now you're trying to get rid of your wife. You should have canceled the chasana beforehand. Just didn't finish. Divorced her if they were, it would have saved you a big bucks. So from the fact that he spent the money on the chasana, again, as we pointed out, it's a riot brewer that the chasana side pays for the chasana, and it's the chasana who's paying for the chasana, because obviously he's paying for the chasana, because if he didn't have a job, he didn't know what's he doing getting married. The Gemara says, "Mia ish shabana bayis chadash v'lo bar." But the Gemara says, first you have to build a house and you have to plant the vineyard, and then you can begin to get married. So obviously the guy's paying for the chasana himself, right? Everybody knows that. Okay. So things have changed a little bit. A lot of things have changed. A lot of things have changed in the world. This is one of them. But whatever it is. So the days of the Gemara, the chasana himself paid, not his fault. The chasana himself paid for the chasana. So we turn around and we say to him, "You fool! Eidon of Terech Masudim Mafsida. That's a raya brewer. He's most probably telling the truth." So far, how many times has this Din Torah shifted? Before Dayanim, they're getting dizzy over here. They're sitting on the Din Torah trying to figure out who wins. So their initial reaction was, what? No, Chazar again. Was Moshe Chavariah. Then they changed their mind. They said, no, she wins because Rav Chazaka's Takanas, whatever. Then they turn around and say, no, he wins because he has the Chazaka and Terech Besid Mosida. And then the Gemara comes with the punchline and says, wait a second. That Svara only makes sense because Ksuv is the Rabbanon. Because Ksub is the Rabbanan, so then we're going to rely on this Chazaka of Terech Besud Mafsid, even though in our heart of hearts, we don't really think this is such a great spot. We're not really convinced. We're not going to use this to Paskin Adin Deraisa. We would never Paskin Adin Deraisa based on Chazaka of Terech Besud Mafsid, but since Ksub is on the Rabbanan anyway, the whole thing is the Rabbanan, leave us alone in Flemish, we have to end the entire anyway. So he's going to get out of it. So everybody said, this principle, that the husband is ultimately believed to say that his wife is not a basula, which is going to get him off from paying, this is called what in halacha, according to most Rishonim? What's the official halachic terminology for this, I don't want to say the word, for this claim that he has, this exemption, this way of getting out of paying the ksuba by saying pesach pasuch matzasi, what do we call that in halacha? Thank you, tainas basulim, right? This is the official terminology of tainas basulim, according to just about everybody, except of course of who? The Balmor. Back in the earlier days, so we discovered that the Balmor had a different dictionary than all the other Rishonim. He read Tainas Basulim meant something totally different. Tainas Basulim, according to the Balmor, meant that she's believed to say that she's a Basula, but nobody else said that. Everybody else said, conventional wisdom is that Tainas Basulim means his ability to claim that she's not a Basula, it's a little bit funny, but his ability to claim that she's not a Basula, that's what's called in Halacha, quote unquote, Tainas Basulim. Fine. So the Gemara is quick to say that Tainas Basulim only exists, only, because Ksuba's Derabanan. Lu Yitzu that Ksuba would have been Deraisa, then we would have been too serious about it. We wouldn't have been able just to accept his word. It's not the most convincing argument in the world. It's a 92% convincing, not 99%. And to be a Deraisa, you need more than 92%. That's the Gemara. So now, basically, we have another big nafkamin ladina where the ksubas derai said the rabbanon. Does he have tanat basulam or not? If you hold the ksubas derabbanon, then he has tanat basulam. If you hold the ksubas derai, he says, taka does not tanat basulam. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin yet tanat basulam? No tanat basulam. So what does the Gemara say in Yerim and Aleph? Amrav nachar meshmua, meshmua b'shem and lozer, chacham tiklam the v'nais Yisrael. Da-da-da-da-da, behem hebinu. Chazokan am toyach basulam asida. All the Amorim at the top of Yerim and Aleph accept tanat basulam. Everybody accepts tanat basulam. We don't accept tanat basulam. We didn't learn a whole sugya about tanat basulam. Of course we accept tanat basulam. So now, come to Rishon in a pickle. We have a steer in Gemara's. Is ksuba deraisa, is it derabanan? So on the one hand, we have a Gemara on Daf Yud, which accepts the principle of tanis basulam, which leads us to believe that ksuba is deraisa. On the other hand, on Daf where? What Daf at that other book, Gemara? Kuf Yud Amaveiz, we have Reb Shimon Gamliel, who says, Yepay mos kaputkia, which sounds like that's an expression of the fact that ksuba is deraisa. A regular ksuba, not ksuba is bu'ul. Ksuba is bu'ul, everybody agrees, is deraisa. So now we have a steering of ours, 100 block between. On Daf Yud, we have the Amoraim pointing in one direction, and we have Kuf Yud, Rav Shimon Gamliel, pointing in the other direction. So how would you pass it now? Now you're in a quandary, now you're in a pickle. If you were a Rishon, how would you pass it? So it's not surprising that after Rishonim said, Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's it. That's how we pass it, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Halakha Rav Shimon Gamliel, finished, end of discussion. I had the Gemara Daf Yud, that Gemara Shalak Yalach. Those Amoraim are Shalak Yalach. And you have the other after Rishonim saying, what do you mean? The Amoraim and Daf Yud are telling us they pass the Ksuba Derabanan. I is a klal halakha b'shem gamliel. This is an exception to the rule. So the Rishonim split down the middle. This Ksuba Derais is Ksuba Derabanan. At the end of the day, Rabbi said, does anybody really care for the Ksuba Derais and Derabanan besides me saying alom the Shashir? I can tell you that Baruch Hashem, I don't say it in the Torah, but even if I did, we don't have the Torah. Time is Besulim anymore. Those are not the Dinei Torah that we're sitting on this morning. So this is not going to happen. Next person gets married in Kaputkia, and you want to know whether he gets divorced, whether he has to pay that? I have yet to sit on, ever hear of such a Shaila. I wouldn't even know what Shaila, because I wouldn't even know what Kaputkia was. So Rabbi Sai, these Shailas, they're interesting, they're fascinating, lumdus, but they don't really matter for us. Lama Isa. I didn't say we shouldn't learn them. Bisa Levi, Nasa Nishma, you got to learn the part of the Halach, got to put that famous word from Bisa Levi. The little post Shavuos in Yonim. There was a big major fight in Shul this morning. What was the major fight? Not in my mind. What was the major fight? When they say Tachanun, this is it. This is the day. This is what everybody fights about. I only had to pass the Shaila once at the Ramah Shul. I told this story, right? I davened once in the Ramah Shul in Krakow. It was a couple of days after Shavuos. And they didn't know what the minig was. There was no minute. They hadn't davened there in 400 years. They wanted to know, do you say Tachanun the week after Shavuot or not? So I said, let's look up the Ramah. So they have the Mishnah Berurah on the shelf. So I looked up the Ramah, says, you only don't say Tachanun Issachar. Mashmal says, you do say the rest. So I said, the Ramah can pass it that you say Tachanun. So somebody was still fighting. I said, the Ramah, this is his shul. That's his name on the shul. It's his standard. No. The minig is different. What minig? No one's lived here for 400 years. No. Okay. What do I say? So I want to know the Ma'isa Shaila. I want to know a real Ma'isa Shaila. Ksuba Derais, Ksuba Derabanan. So come to Rishayim and say, we have a real, real Shaila Ma'isa. When we write a Ksuba, there's a text of a Ksuba. What is it supposed to say in that text of a Ksuba? So there is a magic line in the Ksuba that should or should not exist. The magic line is, who can tell me? Okay, Ksuba. Let's see. The Echad B'Shabesh, Nasrin, Minish, Adamonim Khan, East Rutherford, New Jersey, Echad Chosin, da 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 da. The Kesei Zuze Mason, the what? The Chazi Leichi, 200 Zuz that are coming to you. The Chazi Leichi, what's the next word? Or not? Chazi Leichi Mideraisa. So Rabbi Natan says that you have to put in that magic word Mideraisa. You know why? Because Rabbi Natan at Kazak, Subas Deraisa. We follow Rabbi Shimon Yomu. I Hagamar, Hagamar is Ksubas Ba'ula, Ksubas Psula is Deraisa, and therefore that magic word got to be, it's got to be up to the Emes. Emes Yeridakov, it's Deraisa, you should put it in. The Chazi Lechmi Deraisa, that's what Rabbi Natan said. So the world caved in on Rabbi Natan. Come to Rishon and start screaming at Rabbi Natan, what are you putting in the word Deraisa for? What are you trying to do? Why do you need the word Deraisa for? You're ruining the whole ksuba. So the Ritva quotes one opinion that says that ksuba is only with the Rabbanan, and guess what? And if you put in the word with the Raisa, you know what you have in front of you? You have a ksuba which is sheker v'chazav. You have a document that has an absolute sheker in it. That's not a good kind of a document. You know what we call that? It's posel. And you know what the din is? If it's posel? If you have a ksuba that's posel, you know what the din is? You're not supposed to be with your wife. You're not supposed to be right. You're not supposed to be together until you write a kosher ksuba. So the Torah quotes Yeshayim, that if you dared and put in that magic word midaraisa, you ruin your ksuba and it's posel. You got to get a new one. Who is married in this year? I guarantee you that we all have that word deraisa in our ksuba. Okay? So we don't follow this Yeshayim in there as well. We follow a bit of time. Come the other Yeshayim and say that just because the meaning in the Ashkenazi ksubas is to put in the word deraisa, we've been doing that way for hundreds and thousands of years, just because it says the word deraisa doesn't necessarily mean that we pass in ksubas deraisa. Wow. How does that? How do you explain that away? So different Rishonim have different nuances to that. So come the Ritva, he quotes from who? Everyone saw? He quotes from Rav Pinchas Halevi. Anyone knows who that was? So you have the Ritva, you don't have it? Is that a Ritva? Okay. Every Ritva, oh, get the real McCoy. That's a Talmud we like. Brings real smirk this year, not like some of this other. So silliness here. Yeah. Is that the right page? Oh, no, okay. The Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam's out, the Hilchasak Rav Shimon Gamliel, Demar Ksuba Deir Aisa. Because we follow Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay. But Adi Rishon disagrees, says the Ritva. Or inavi the chazi lechi b'lchud. Right? So what do you have to play around and write a word? It's not necessary. Just write nothing. Says the Ritva, according to those who share the ksuba zonim with the Rabbanan, Efshaloi with the lace the ksuba klav aslash aisa, the ksuba is possible. Therefore, you can't be together. The Chacham Hagadol, Reb Pinchas Halevi Zal. The Chacham Hagadol, you know he was a Pinchas Halevi. He was the Ra'oz brother. Okay, and how did the Ritva know him? He was his Rebbe's brother. Right? So the Ritva was the Talmud Muvuk of the Ra'oz. The Ra'oz brother was Reb Pinchas Halevi. Says no. Says Reb Pinchas Halevi that when he wrote the word deraisa, he didn't really mean it deraisa. Eliyapos es koicha ka'amar shetig b'mimenu kesef masan dechazulei mideraisa kedin oynes emefata tahainu masan zuze min ha'idis. What did Reb Pinchas Halevi say? When he wrote deraisa, the word deraisa doesn't mean that the chi of ksub is deraisa. It means that the person is going above and beyond the call of duty and willing to obligate himself to pay her as if it's a deraisa. What does that mean, as if it's a deraisa? The Mishnah says in the Sechas Gittin that when you pay a ksuba, which fields do you pay a ksuba for? A person that has all his property is divided into three categories. There's idis, bedinis, and ziburus. Idis is the really good stuff, bedinis is the middle stuff, and ziburus is the shvacha stuff. It's all same value. Let's say, LaMoshe, I have $1,000 worth of property. So I can have $1,000 worth of property of idis, $1,000 worth of property of bedinis, of ziburus. So let's say, if I have idis, I have real estate in some really, really expensive place. What's some good expensive place? They are down to 34th Street. Got a piece of real estate on 34th Street, so it's going to be very, very small. You can't even say $1,000. $10 million worth of real estate. It's going to be the size of maybe one closet or something. That'll be, that's it is. I can have $10 million worth, the same value of $10 million of Bainanist. That means it's a normal, you know, it's not in Midtown Manhattan. On the other hand, it's a nice place. I don't know, it's... I was thinking more in terms of Ziburis there. You know, Teaneck, Bergenfield, Five Towns, you know, West Hempstead, New Rochelle, you know, normal places that normal people, you know, regular Hamon Am live in, right? We call that the Bainanis. So what can I get for $10 million? Nice, fairly nice piece of property, right? What about Ziburis? I have $10 million worth of property in a place where people really don't want this property. So nobody wants to live in these places. Give me a good place nobody really wants to live. Yes. Right, it's not warm. Arkansas, Wyoming, it's cold, I don't know. Egypt, I don't know. Alaska, well, they got a lot of oil there. I mean, find a place. The middle of Idaho, how many potatoes can you grow? So I can get half the state for $10 million. Everybody, how you do it all the time? Why do people move out of town? Because you want to buy a house in Teaneck or Five Towns, you can get a house this big for your money. But if you kick the same amount of money and you move to Idaho, you'll get, well, you should get the state, the whole state of Idaho. So that's Idis, Beidis, and Ziburis. When you pay certain tashlumin in the halacha, sometimes the halacha requires you to pay Idis, sometimes Beidis, sometimes Ziburis. That's what the halacha breaks down all the property into. You know, where does this chila come from? Where do these dinim come from? How do you know when you pay one and when you pay the other? So Mazik pays the Idis. What's called the Mazik? No, who's that Mazik talking about? What's the Pasuk talking about? That's talking about Shein V'Regel, right? Either my animal eats up somebody's property or my animal tramples on somebody's property, so you pay Meitav Sdei Meitav Kamei Shalem. So the only time it says the Farish of the Chumash should pay Meitav is the Hezek of Shein V'Regel. The Gemara of a comment of Dalet and the Pei tells us that din of paying Meitav applies to all of the Avos Nezikin. How many Avos Nezikin are there? You think four. That's what the Mishnah says. There are 24. The Mishnah only quotes four, but there are actually 24 total between all the Brises, Rabbi Chir, Rabbi Yosha, with all the dust settles. There are 24 Avos Nezikin, included in them are, by the way, Eidus of Mefata. So the din is that all the Avos Nezikin pay Meitav. How do you know that? What's the Machar? How do you know? Only says that by Shein V'Regel. How do you know that? How do you know Eidus of Mefata pays Eidus? Mishnah. How do you know? Where does it say? What? Famous Gezeres Shava. It's the most complicated, convoluted Gezeres Shava in the world. It's a four-way Gezeres Shava called Tachas Nesina Yishalim Kesef. Right? Tav Zehe Ben Aleph and Rav Kama. The Gemara says that every one of the dollar of the 24 of us Nezikin, one of those four magic words appears. Either Tachas Nesina Yishalim or Kesef, and it says one of them by one, and then we derive to another, then we compare to the other one, extend to the other, extrapolate to the other one, and finally, with all the dust, you got 24 of us bezikim, and this is a kach nemer halach mashtinek. Zereshava is a halach mashtinek, based on this very, very complicated zereshava, four-week zereshava, kach nemer halach mashtinek, all mazikim pay the idis. What about other areas of halach? Not mazikim. Let's say, lamashal, havos. I borrow $100 from you, and now you collect the money. Do you go after my stuff in Miami, or you go after my stuff in Midtown? So midaraisa, you go after what? After my garbage, you after my ziburis. Midaraisa, how do you know that? What's the makor? Chumash. The Torah says, the Pashas say, you learn chumash yesterday, learn chumash today. Kisashe v'recha mashas umul osovo based on lavot avoto. If somebody owes you money, so you're not allowed to go barging into his house to take it. What do you have to do? Bachutz tamod. You wait outside, and the guy comes and brings you payment for the loan. What's he going to bring you? He's going to bring you the good stuff or the bad stuff? He's going to bring you the garbage. He's not going to give you the good. He's going to give you the garbage. Zem Fandal, you see from here that Balchayv is Beziburis. With the Rabbanon, they made a takona, that Balchayv, they hiked it up to Beidonis. Why they hike it up to Beidonis? Shalotino does make love. They're afraid. They're always going to want to lend money. They're always going to get paid back with my yard. I'm going to lend you $10,000. Then you're going to give me a field in Wyoming. What are you going to do with a field in Wyoming? At least give me a field in the 5,000. Something. Make something out of it. Get a pool. Something. Right? So with the Rabbanon, they hiked it up to Beidonis. Like Suba, they left it at Ziburis. Why did they leave it at Ziburis? They weren't concerned. They had nothing to be afraid of. What are they afraid of? If we don't hike up the Ksuba to Beidonis, the women aren't going to get married. They're going to get married anyway. You know why? Because they want to get married. Women want to get married. Right? They want to get married. So there's nothing to worry about. So based on this whole halacha / psychology, so that's what the first mission, the fifth paragraph of Gittin tells us. Hanizak and Sarabullah and Beidis, Balchayv and Beidonis, Ksubas, Isha, Mezibur. That's the difference. Let's say a guy wants to volunteer to give more. I want to be mishav myself to give. I'll lend a bar $100 from you, and I'll write in the document, I'm going to pay you back from idiots. Because one day, you mishav yourself to pay, you have to pay more. I'll get married, and I'll say, I'm mishav myself to pay from idiots. Because one day, zavta ber pinchas halevi, that's what every husband does. When you get married, the husband's so excited to get married, so he signs off on the ksuba, the eidah, he authorizes the ksuba, he becomes a kid on the ksuba, and shtei in the ksuba, the chazi lechem ederaisa, Zokta ben Pinchas Halevi, the Chazal Echim Ederais, it doesn't mean that the Chiyav Ksuba is the Ereis. It's not. Rabbeinu Tam is not right. So the Chiyav Ksuba is the Rabbanon. But the Ksuba is still kosher. You know why? Because there's meaning to that word, the Ereis. The Ereis means you're going to collect the Ksuba from Idis. That's what the Chazal Echim Ereis means. I'm giving you, I'm Misham myself to pay 200 Zuz, the same way that an Ernest of the Fatah pays 200 Minha Idis. Not min haziburus. He pays min idis because onus of the fata are taka bazikin, and they're included takas as yisharim kesek. There's a cross that mazik pays min idis. What a lomdus! Next time we go to chas, we're gonna think of that one, right? We're gonna explain that to the chas and on the chuppa that he's been mishaber himself to pay min idis. So comes the rush and says a similar part, but a little bit of a different nuance. Comes the rush and says the chazi lechem the raisa, not like Rebbeinu Tam. It doesn't mean that ksub is the raisa. Ksubas only mid the Rabbanan, says the Rosh. We pass in most Rishonim passing Ksubas the Rabbanan. It doesn't mean that I'm volunteering to pay more than I have to, no. Chazal made me pay more than I have to. Chazal instituted Ksuba in such a way that it's more than I really should have had to pay. What does that mean? There are two currencies in the days of Chazal. There are two different, the coins meant two different things. There were shekels and sellers and diners. They were two totally different concurrent, it's almost like if you're in Niagara Falls, so I buy something for $5. Is it American dollars or Canadian dollars? It's the same word dollar, so it means something totally different. Who's anyone from Canada here? Canada, it's worth more, no, isn't it? Isn't it worth a little more? Take a little bit more, right? So what do you mean when Chazal say you pay 200 zuz? 200 with zuz. So there were two different zuzim set. There was the zuz of Kesef Tzuri, and there was the zuz of Kesef Medina. What's Tzuri? Tzor. What's Tzor? What's the English name? The Tzor? It's a city in Lebanon. What do they call it now? Tyre, no? Isn't that city of Tyre on the Tzor of Tzidon? No, Tyre and Sidon, no? These are cities in Lebanon today. So that was a big commercial capital of the Middle East. So they had the best money around. They had their currencies. The currencies were called Kesef Tzuri. There was Kesef Tzuri, there was Kesef Medina. And there was a tremendous difference. It wasn't a couple of pruta difference. It was 8-time difference. Every Kesef Tzuri was 8 times the value of Kesef Medina. So when Chazal and Mesakeh to pay Ksuba, which currency were they referring to? I have no idea. So comes the Russian and says, I'll tell you exactly which one. We have a klal called Kesef Amma Batera, Kesef Tzuri Vishel, Devrem Kesef Medina. Anytime the Torah speaks about money, money is always following the Tzuri system. When you pay 50 shekel for Eidus and Mefati, you pay the Tzuri system. When you pay 100 shekel for Meitzeshev, you pay the Tzuri system. You pay 30 shekel if your animal killed, Shobua killed an Evikanani, it's the Tzuri system. All kol kesef over Batar is kesef Tzuri. Vishal Divreyev, anytime the Chachamim have some kind of a number and they use a coin, they tell you have to pay a Zuz, you have to pay a shekel, you have to pay a Sela, they're talking about the lower level system. So I would have said Zavta Rosh that Ksuba is only Derabbanan, so you pay the cheaper ones. Kamash v'lam dechazi aleichem v'deraisa means v'deraisa is not telling you that the chiv Ksuba is deraisa. V'deraisa is describing the type of coin that you're going to pay with is going to be worth 8 times the value of what it should have been. Not because you are mechayev yourself like Rabbeinu Pinchas Halevi said to pay the idis, because Chazal will mechayev you to pay that. So it's similar to Rabbeinu Pinchas in the sense that the word deraisa is not referring to the yetzem achiv, it's referring to the type of payment. But it's different because according to Rabbeinu Pinchas, it's talking about you personally volunteer to pay the higher amount. But Chazal didn't misachin. The Mishnah says Chazal will only misachin as Zibur, and you're choosing to pay the higher amount. And according to the Rush, no, Chazal, yes, you only have to pay Ziburis, but you have to pay 8 times what you would have thought that you have to pay. So when all the dust settles, what should it say in Aksuba, and for what reason? So here after Rishayim said it shouldn't say derais. It should say nothing. This is the Chazilecha, the Rabbanan saying it shouldn't say derais. So who passes like that? Adayim Ezeh. Who says just nothing? Says the Chazi Lechi. The Sfardim. Adayim Ezeh. Sfardish Ksuba. Not Nusuk Sfardim. That guy's who's saying Kigavna. The real Sfardim. Rota Mizrach. And their Ksubas, it always says the Chazi Lechi. Finished. Never says the Chazi Lechi.
They say the resin in Abulut.
No, but Ares, no. It doesn't say it. No, it doesn't. No, no.
In any way?
Nobody. Nobody would say it. Nobody says that. No. So again, so in the Sfardi, regular Ksubas, came out for the first time, you married a Basula. Sfardi Ksubas, Adayim Ezeh, says the Chazi Lechi. Finished. and Ashkenazi ksubas for Dairi Dairis have been saying the Chazir Lechi b'Daraisa, either Rabbeinu Tam's version, because Taka ksuba is Daraisa, or Ben Pinchas Levi's version that to tell the Chazir the good news that he now has to pay him an Edis, or according to the Rush, tell him the good news that now Chazal Mesachin has to pay 8 times the amount of what he thought he was going to pay. And according to those who hold that none of those reasons are true, so that's what the Ritva writes, the Taka according to some, you shouldn't write it. If you write it, the whole ksuba is possible. So we assume against this possibility of the Ritva, we assume that we write the word Daraisa for one of these three reasons. I mean, the dicta between friends. So Rabbi said, get it back down. This is all aside. Get it back to Asugya. For our sugya purposes, Taisus writes, Ksuba zichad derabbanan and Asugya, not Mamatesma basically, it's not Ksuba's be'ula. So nobody, it's like Kamar Absulas, nobody would say it's a deraisa. So Taisus now presents a kasha, mamish from left field, which is really the beginning of our sugya. This is like the sideshow. It's the beginning of Asugya. Taisus asks the kasha, wait a second. I'll find you a case where Ma'anis is a basula, has to be a ksuba deraisa. Sounds like it's double talk. Once you Ma'anis, she's nishkin basula, so then what are you paying ksuba deraisa for? So he says, I'm going to find you a case. I'm going to find you a Ma'anis is a basula, that she's still a basula. What? Who? What? Where? Let's hopefully stay tuned until tomorrow to figure out what in the world. It's going to take us half the share to figure out what Taisa's kasha was, what was the case, and hopefully try to figure out what the possible answers to that kasha was. Okay? See you tomorrow. So what's your day?